Ezekiel, chapter 48. Now these are the names of the tribes, from the north end, beside the way of Hethlon to the entrance of Hamath, Hazar Enon at the border of Damascus, northward beside Hamath, and they will have their sides east and west, Dan, one portion. And by the border of Dan, from the east side to the west side, Asher, one portion. And by the border of Asher, from the east side even to the west side, Naphtali, one portion. And by the border of Naphtali, from the east side to the west side, Manasseh, one portion. And by the border of Manasseh, from the east side to the west side, Ephraim, one portion. And by the border of Ephraim, from the east side even to the west side, Reuben, one portion. And by the border of Reuben, from the east side to the west side, Judah, one portion, and by the border of Judah, from the east side to the west side, will be the oblation which you will offer, 25,000 reeds in width, and in length as one of the portions, from the east side to the west side, and the sanctuary will be in the midst of it. The oblation that you will offer to Yahweh will be 25,000 reeds in length, and 10,000 in width. And for these, even for the priests, will be the holy oblation, toward the north 25,000 in length, and toward the west 10,000 in width, and toward the east 10,000 in width, and toward the south 25,000 in length, and the sanctuary of Yahweh will be in the midst of it. It will be for the priests who are sanctified, the sons of Zadok, who have kept my charge, who did not go astray when the sons of Israel went astray, as the Levites went astray. And it will be to them an oblation from the oblation of the land, a thing most holy, by the border of the Levites, and answerable to the border of the priests. The Levites will have 25,000 in length, and 10,000 in width, all the length will be 25,000, and the width 10,000. And they will sell none of it, nor exchange it, nor will the first fruits of the land be alienated, for it is holy to Yahweh, and the 5,000 that are left in the width, in front of the 25,000, will be for common use, for the city, for dwelling and for suburbs, and the city will be in the midst of it. And these will be its measures, the north side 4,500, and the south side 4,500, and on the east side 4,500, and the west side 4,500. And the city will have suburbs, toward the north 250, and toward the south 250, and toward the east 250, and toward the west 250. And the residue in the length, answerable to the holy oblation, will be 10,000 eastward, and 10,000 westward, and it will be answerable to the holy oblation, and its increase will be for food to those who labor in the city. And those who labor in the city, out of all the tribes of Israel, will till it. All the oblation will be 25,000 by 25,000, you will offer the holy oblation foursquare, with the possession of the city. And the residue will be for the prince, on the one side and on the other of the holy oblation and of the possession of the city, in front of the 25,000 of the oblation toward the east border, and westward in front of the 25,000 toward the west border, answerable to the portions, it will be for the prince, and the holy oblation and the sanctuary of the house will be in the midst of it. Moreover, from the possession of the Levites, and from the possession of the city, being in the midst of that which is the prince's, between the border of Judah and the border of Benjamin, it will be for the prince. And as for the rest of the tribes, from the east side to the west side, Benjamin, one portion. And by the border of Benjamin, from the east side to the west side, Simeon, one portion. And by the border of Simeon, from the east side to the west side, Issachar, one portion. And by the border of Issachar, from the east side to the west side, Zebulun, one portion. And by the border of Zebulun, from the east side to the west side, Gad, one portion. And by the border of Gad, at the south side southward, the border will be even from Tamar, the waters of Meribath Kadesh, to the brook of Egypt, to the great sea. This is the land which you will divide by lot to the tribes of Israel for inheritance, and these are their several portions, says the sovereign Yahweh. And these are the egresses of the city, on the north side 4,500 reeds by measure. And the gates of the city will be after the names of the tribes of Israel, three gates northward, the gate of Reuben, one, the gate of Judah, one, the gate of Levi, one. And at the east side 4,500 reeds, and three gates, even the gate of Joseph, one, the gate of Benjamin, one, the gate of Dan, one. And at the south side 4,500 reeds by measure, and three gates, the gate of Simeon, one, the gate of Issachar, one, the gate of Zebulun, one. At the west side 4,500 reeds, with their three gates, the gate of Gad, one, the gate of Asher, one, the gate of Naphtali, one. It will be 18,000 reeds roundabout, and the name of the city from that day will be, Yahweh is there.